Today is Monday, the 5th of January, in the season of Christmas. The Choir of Royal Holloway sings "One in Christ" by George Arthur. When we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Today's reading is from the first letter of John.
For this is the message you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Don't be astonished, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we've passed from death to life because we love one another. Whoever doesn't love abides in death. All who hate a brother or a sister are murderers, and you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God.
The first letter of John is about love. As we know, there are many kinds of love. So which kind are we hearing about here? Of course, it's agape. The Greek word for this love is agape. It is a deep, unconditional love for God and others. It is universal. A small and persecuted early church understandably focused on loving care within the community. How do you think this agape love can be seen within and outside of Christian community today? Who and how does God want you to love in your world? What happens in you when you hear this question? How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? We can so easily get stuck in unacknowledged feelings of guilt around money, especially. Jesus reminds us that there is more joy in giving than in receiving. Where for you is there joy in sharing what you have with others, including those less fortunate? How is joy inviting you to be generous? As you listen again to this reading, notice how John makes a point by contrasting opposite extremes. Consider what God might want to share with you.
For this is the message you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who was from the evil one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Don't be astonished, brothers and sisters, that the world hates you. We know that we've passed from death to life because we love one another. Whoever doesn't love abides in death. All who hate a brother or a sister are murderers. And you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God.
We don't want to be completely selfish, but we might also find radical generosity somewhat terrifying. Small steps then. How might you want to be a little more generous in this coming week? Ask for God's help to do this. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.